Bernie Pleskov joins us, fans, as I said earlier. If you go to clubhousecorner.com, Bernie, a former scout, we've talked baseball together for years. Clubhouse Corner is outstanding. He's got Bernie's ideas, Bernie's world, so to speak. They do a podcast there as well. It's good baseball stuff. Bernie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Marty, it's good to be with you.
Yeah, so the Giants, boy, as I said, Farhan is just warming up here. He's got Williams Jerez on the taxi squad, so to speak. He's got Pat Venditti up here. He brought up Gerber, Stephen Vogt, Beedy. Things are happening around the Giants. Do you see them making more moves?
Marty, you are talking about one of the biggest wheeler dealers in baseball, and I think that's why he's with the San Francisco Giants. He has no fear, does things by the numbers. He is today's baseball personified. And, you know, it's not a secret. The Giants are an aging, expensive club. And come the trade deadline, they may make some moves. In fact, I think they will make some moves if, in fact, they have a willing trade partner. But I think it's time. Baseball comes in cycles, Marty. You win in cycles. You have tough times in cycles. Great baseball fans like Giants fans stick with their club. How do you get a better game than last night? Seriously. I mean, that's baseball at its greatest. And fans have to love what happened. So I would not give up on the Giants. They're going to be very exciting. They're in good hands. But I do think you're going to see some changes.
Yeah, well, I guess the biggest one could be Madison Bumgarner, but that's well down the road. Bernie Pleskov with us. Bernie, I've said it's a four-month season for me to see what happens up to July 31st. Bumgarner is the big trade piece. I thought the game he had against the Dodgers on Wednesday night was one of the best he's pitched in a long, long, long time.
Marty, the analogy for me is Paul Goldschmidt. You know, Goldschmidt could have been traded 3 years ago, 2 years ago, last year. He was traded this year. And for Goldschmidt, the Arizona Diamondbacks got three nice pieces. They have a nice young pitcher in Luke Weaver. They've got an extremely good defensive catcher in Carson Kelly. And they have an upcoming infielder in Andy Young. And those aren't great baseball names. They're not going to rock the baseball world. But they were a good trade for Paul Goldschmidt. And I think if, in fact, the Giants do want to move Bumgarner, there's a deal out there that's similar. Younger guys, maybe major league ready, for a guy in Bumgarner who can put a contender over the top. So if I'm a Giants fan, I don't give up. If they don't trade Bumgarner, fine, he pitches for you. If they do, you can be sure they'll get some good pieces for him that will help in the future. It's a no-lose situation.
When you first saw the Goldschmidt trade and you saw what the Diamondbacks got back from, what was your first reaction?
Well, I was thrilled. I was thrilled for the D-backs, and I'll tell you why. I saw Luke Weaver. I saw Carson Kelly in the Arizona Fall League. Kelly is an extremely good defensive catcher. He's going nowhere in St. Louis behind Molina, so he was blocked. Luke Weaver was blocked in the rotation. These are projectable players. As a scout, you look at a projectable player. They project out 2 years from now to be really good major league quality players. And that's what you're looking for when you trade a guy like Paul Goldschmidt or, in fact, a guy like Madison Bumgarner. You want somebody that's going to come in and be able to play at the big league level, maybe not great right now, but they're projectable. And that's what I think you're going to see your GM do.
Yeah, I agree. That's what Farhan has said he wants to do. The Cleveland Indians, very interesting. Aaron Althair of the Phillies was designated for assignment. The Indians are always looking for players. This is a 28-year-old big kid. A couple of years ago, 2017, had a good year. Since then, he's been sort of on the decline. Your thoughts maybe about the Indians maybe being a trade partner for the Giants. Is there anything that the Indians need that the Giants have? And if you have any thoughts on Althair, I'd love to hear it.
Well, first of all, my thought on Althair is he's 6'5", 215, and hits right-handed. Now, that fits what the Cleveland Indians need. They have one right-handed outfielder right now in Luplo. They need more. Now, what they have to give up is minimal. because they have two pitchers out of their five starting rotation who are on the shelf. They have very minimal minor league depth. They're going to need all of that. I don't know who they have to trade, and that's the problem. They're kind of boxed into a corner. You know, they want to get younger, they want to get less expensive, and they want controllable players. Well, that's out there. He's probably a fifth outfielder at worst, fourth outfielder at best. Any team can use that except Philadelphia, who's loaded. You know, when they bring in McCutchen, there's no room for out there. When they bring in a guy, you know, that can play in the outfield like McCutchen can, it kind of was over. And then they bring in Phil Gosselin, who can play the infield and outfield, and Sean Rodriguez. They have a lot of these spare parts guys, and that made out there expendable. But, you know, it's a good point, Marty, that he could play for a lot of clubs. He was a ninth-round pick. What we're talking about here is a guy who's 28 years old.
Right.
He should be in his prime. And you want to take a chance on that, although he's going to be a bit rusty.
All right, very good. Bernie Pleskov with us, clubhousecorner.com. You can get all the commentary like this from Bernie. I was asked this week about the Cardinals. Cardinals have like 12 outfielders. They got outfielders all over the place. The Giants need outfielders. I thought that would be a good matchup for the Giants. What do you think?
Well, I think that would be a terrific matchup for the Giants, but I don't know about how much they want to trade within the National League. They may look to the American League first, but, you know, that's going by the wayside as well. When you and I were watching baseball years ago, you never traded in your division. You tried not to trade in your league. That's all gone now. They'll trade with anybody. So I do think that, you know, the Cardinals are kind of loaded. They've got guys all over the place, and you've got guys who are tradable. And some of these are fan favorites that you hate to lose. You don't want to lose a Longoria or a Belt or a Crawford, but those are expensive guys. San Francisco would have to pay some of those contracts, but they're also getting older. So if you're going to move, and if you're going to move ahead, it's that type of guy in the Baumgartner type that you're going to have to move. You're not going to move your younger guys. But they've got a lot of money in salary, $181 million payroll for the Giants. I'm sure you've talked about it. And, you know, not much flexibility. But if you're going to look at a Harrison Bader, you know, who's a fourth outfielder in St. Louis, the price could be pretty steep.
Boy, I love the Cardinal outfielders. Martinez is another one. You know, there's a point.
He's getting hot now, Marty. He's getting very hot.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm of the opinion the Giants have always been built around pitching and defense in this park. And, look, they've won with it. But the world of baseball today is a slugging home run world. We saw a little bit of it last night. The Giants joined the party last night, and so did the Reds, for that matter. They haven't hit either. But I guess you sacrifice defense to get a guy like Martinez in the outfield. Now, he maybe can't play the whole game. Maybe you got to get your shortstop to play short left field with him. But guys like that, I think, are worth it because you've got to find a way to put the ball in the seats.
Yeah, you're right. And Harrison Bader is a Giants-type player, too. Big-time hustle. Nice bat, good defense. He has an entire package. He just can't break in to the St. Louis Cardinals outfield. So that's the guy that you knock on the door and you say, hey, is he available? Martinez can also play first base for you. So he's not a great defender, but you've got infielders with good arms, Marty. If he hits the cutoff man, that's all you need to do. That's all you need to ask for.
Yeah, Steven.
So there's some pieces out there.
Yeah, Steven Vogt is in that category because you really can't catch him a lot because you play so many tight games. They'll run him all over because of the shoulder surgery, but you can't hide him in left field. That's my point.
Steven Vogt is a naturally born hitter, Marty. He has a lethal bat if he gets the playing time. Now, he's not young anymore, and you've got a great catcher there. You're going to have to hide him unless you're, you know, in the American League parks. He could be your DH. But this guy has a nice bat, and I still think that's a very nice move for the Giants, without question.
Well, I like it.
As he showed you last night.
Yeah, no, I love it. He walked up there with confidence. He looked like he was ready to hit. That's just, you know, and I always say you can't tell anything by appearances, but the way he just swung that bat and jumped on that first pitch, he was ready to hit. I liked it. That was nice. That was good stuff. Hey, tell us about your podcast, because I heard some of it the other day. It's excellent.
You can find our podcast, which is called Short Hops, on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, ClubhouseCorner.com. Every week, I just talk baseball with the host on the show, Doug Hall, and we just talk baseball for an hour, and it's scripted to a degree, but certainly I talk about the topics that I'm passionate about. And when you do a podcast like I do, you can be passionate. And you can find me on Twitter as well, at Bernie Pleskoff, and I'm happy to answer questions not only on Twitter, but I take them to the podcast as well. So thanks for asking about it, Marty.
Oh,
it's been
terrific.
Very successful.
Yeah, I love having you on, and we'll talk more about some of the minor leaguers that you've seen. You're at the Arizona Fall League every day, and it's always good to talk ball with you. So I appreciate it. I'll see you down in Arizona when the Giants come down, too.
Okay, Marty, good to talk to you, and thanks for having me.
All right, Bernie Pleskoff, ClubhouseCorner.com. It is legit.